It's the afternoon of Tabletop Scotland 2022, and I am sitting here with Ica Meyer from Fear and West Games. Yep. Is that right? Yeah, can I say correctly as well?
Hi.
Just had a wee demo of his game Midhalla. Can you talk us through the game a little bit, Ica, and tell us what it's about?
Yeah, sure. So Midhalla is a cooperative Euro dungeon crawler. So we're playing against the game together, and it's got its own narrative background. It's set in an alternative Viking fantasy setting. So there's a whole pantheon of specific gods in this world, and creatures, demons, that and you're playing as Vikings and fighting off these demons in this game. And what's specific about it is that it's a Euro dungeon crawler. So there is no luck elements in the combat involved at all. So your fate completely hangs on your decisions and the decisions you make. It's like in the experience to expert level of complexity.
Yeah.
So it's very tactical.
There's a cool sort of action selection mechanic. You've got your little warrior in front of you in two rows, and you're choosing like a top action and a bottom action kind of thing, in a sort of almost worker placement-y kind of mechanic.
Yeah.
It's got quite a lot of cool art. Do you have an artist on board yourself, or is it something you've done? Or
No. I haven't done anything of that, because otherwise it would look horrible. You can't really recognize anything I'm drawing, literally. Ask my wife. But I've gotten an artist on board. Actually, I've been searching for a good one for quite some time, and then found someone I'm happy with.
Who's that artist?
Wow. It's Pidat something. I need to look up the name, actually, because he's from Vietnam.
Okay, sure.
So sorry if I can't his name is Dutt. It's literally his first name, and the rest I need to look up. But you can find it. If you're looking for the name, you can look it up on Board Game Geek as well.
Sure.
And then I'm only doing the layouting for stuff, so organizing everything. So,
sure.
Because I feel like I need to keep it clean and have an overview of like, so it's easily readable for people to play it, because there's a lot of rules in the game.
Sure.
And I've designed the game towards being complex but not complicated.
Yeah.
So I've tried to box everything and make it give it a logical structure so that it's easy to teach, easy to learn.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of thinkiness going on when you're playing the game, actually.
Yeah.
Because the intention to do it.
Because the game struck me as like something that's got like some sort of tower defense elements. You've got monsters sort of heading towards a dungeon door that you're meant to be defending. Is there like sort of tower defense and the influences for the game?
Yeah, definitely. So there's like, it's still majorly a dungeon crawler, because you're playing mainly the heroes.
Yeah, sure.
But you definitely need the traps, and build traps and set up those traps and utilize the traps to be able to defend against the enemies that will then charge at you
and
try to break out of the dungeon and bring chaos to the world outside. Cool. So that's mainly your mission, to kind of defend against that.
So what are the plans for the sort of eventual release of the game, production-wise, that kind of thing?
So right now I've just started showing it at conventions, like literally last month,
sure,
for the most part. And so the game, I would say, content-wise is 95% completed regarding mechanics and everything. I still need to do some scenarios and everything. But artwork is also done for a big part, but there will come some more as well.
Yeah.
And so the main thing for me now is kind of figuring things out for production. I've been talking to some production lines and everything, but I aim to go to a Kickstarter towards end of the year, probably beginning of next year will be the Kickstarter. Figuring some organization things out, but also gathering enough interest in the game so that it gets produced. So I've done like big projects in the past when I was an IT consultant. I've run larger projects, but I've never produced anything like board game wise, except maybe like handwritten stuff for my family when I was a child.
Sure.
So I recently found like a prototype of a game that I created as a child, where I wrote something when I was 6 or so. So that stuff, nothing really this size.
Yeah,
no.
I think we all have those in our background somewhere.
Yeah, probably like,
I wonder what you're doing.
Yeah, this is an entirely different thing.
Yeah. Great. Okay, well, best of luck with it. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers. Awesome.